From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson at South Carolina Public Radio in Columbia today. Just 2 days to go until the Republican primary here in South Carolina. The Democrats hold theirs a week from Saturday, so the here and now election road trip continues.
As we have news, Jeremy, that when asked about the GOP frontrunner, Donald Trump, Pope Francis today said anyone who wants to build a border wall is not a Christian.
Got to be the first time Pope Francis has interjected himself into the South Carolina primary.
Or commented on Donald Trump, yes.
Well, perhaps, yeah. But on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is leading the polls here in South Carolina. We're waiting to hear from, he's not the Pope, but the only Democrat in the state's congressional delegation, Jim Clyburn, about whether he's going to endorse Clinton or Bernie Sanders. He declined to join other members of the Congressional Black Caucus in endorsing Hillary Clinton last week, but he joins us now. Congressman, what's the most important issue to you as you decide who to endorse?
Well, it's important to me that the candidate runs the kind of campaign that I think connects with the issues that are important to the African-American community, and which basically are issues that are important to everybody else. I think that we make too big of a deal out of black votes versus brown votes or white votes. The fact of the matter is people are basically the same. The question is whether or not people feel a certain degree of authenticity to your candidates and to your expressions.
Back in 2008, you did not endorse a candidate. Do you wish you had?
No, I know. I'm very proud of the way I conducted myself back in 2008. The election came out well. The person I voted for won. And so I don't know if I have to make public my wishes in order to be satisfied with the result.
So why did you decide to do so this year?
Because I'm family and friends have begun to say to me that my constituents deserve to know where I stand. And so I've decided that my wife knows best, and so I'm going to let people know where I stand.
Do you have any worries about electability with either of the Democratic candidates?
Oh, well, you know, I think both candidates bring a certain cachet to the system. You know, Bernie is really energizing young voters, and we need them. Hillary Clinton has demonstrated that older voters feel that she's very reliable, and we need reliability. Hopefully, when one is successful and the other one is not, we can combine our forces and resources.
Congressman, as you know, the nation mourned along with South Carolina after the tragic shooting deaths of 9 people at the AME church in Charleston in June. A lot of people have been talking about gun control. Is it important to you that gun control be an issue that the candidate who becomes the Democratic nominee wants to talk about, wants to take action on?
I think gun issues are important. I don't like to use the term gun control, because nobody's trying to control guns. I don't care how many guns you sell to gun collectors. What we want to do is whether or not you are going to deal with the issue of keeping guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. And one of the problems that exists in this campaign is that people, I think, are muddling that message.
What about the issue of criminal justice reform? Because that's another story that's been very big in South Carolina after the shooting death of Walter Scott, who is a black man who was shot by a white police officer in North Charleston. Yeah. What do you think that the next president needs to do on that issue?
Well, I think that the entire judicial system cries out for reform. Sentencing practices, and I'm glad to see that the Judiciary Committee in the House seem to be dealing with some of that, though I'm not too sure that all of what they're proposing is all that good. I mean, you don't reform the system by expanding mandatory sentencing. I think that's one of the big problems with the current system. We need to have reform all across the board.
Do you feel safe around the police in South Carolina?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of neighbors who don't.
Do you think that there will ever be a time when South Carolina is a state that's contested again in a presidential election, that it isn't just this is a solid red state, it's going to go to the Republican no matter what?
Yeah, you know, the pendulum goes back and forth. Sure, there'll be a time. There are people who thought the South would always be Democratic, and you see where it is today.
Well, why do you think that President Obama is so disliked in your state?
Well, the same reason with many people that I'm so disliked. There are a lot of people in my state dislike me. And it's got nothing to do with ability. That's just a fact of life, and I don't know why people don't want to admit that. I mean, I get the mail and the phone calls, so I know what people feel about me because of my skin color, and a lot of that is what's going on with Obama, and whether you want to admit it or not, that's the case.
Hmm. Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.